Okay.
What's up, everybody? It's episode 10 of Game Informer Online Radio. We just leveled up.
It's our last show. Thank you, everyone.
We made it to double digits.
And then quit. Yeah.
And since it's a somewhat special episode, we've got special guests on.
We do?
Ben Hansen.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, him. That guy.
Who?
I do the video.
I do the videos.
But
the video
is Annette Gonzalez.
What up? I'm here. I don't do the video.
She does the writing.
I do the writing stuff.
Both are equally important.
That's debatable.
Yeah.
But, it's good to be on.
Yes, good to be on. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being on, guys.
You'll regret it.
Technical problems there, but...
Yeah.
We'll work through it.
I know what was happening earlier. And with me, like normal, is Dave.
Party on, Michael.
Sean.
God.
Party on, Dave.
All right.
And except my name's not Michael, but it works.
And filling in for JR this week is Jason.
Hello.
Hello, Jason.
Welcome, Jason. Now, Jason, I have a very dumb question for you.
Yeah.
Did I play Minecraft in your server?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Thank you. You said you did, it's past tense, but I promise to come back soon.
Yeah. I actually haven't been back that much since then either, so it's okay.
I still love that game dearly, but I find it tough to actually find time to play because I feel weird playing by myself, especially because I'm not 100% committed to the server. No offense.
Yeah. No. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have developed that thing really well. Like, Jason, are you the one that's built the amazing pyramid in there?
That was Brian, who actually hosts the server, but he and I did a lot of the planning for the area. I don't know. There's an area close to that. It's got a tree bridge and stuff, but he did that when I stopped going to the server. So that shows you the kind of rut you can get in if you get stuck. So
yeah, I know. I invited a couple of my friends into your server and I think they kind of took it over. Like, my friend has a roller coaster going somewhere over there. I think it's east.
I found that.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. And then if you go due north, you'll find this huge mountain. You have to cross an ocean. There's this huge mountainous island, and I have a small hut on top of there.
Okay. Yeah, yes. I haven't checked it out, so I'll have to get back in there. But yes, right. That was I thought you were gonna have a heavy rain question. So
Jason.
Yep, thank you.
Oh no, sorry. Do you get that?
No. But thank you for taking the road less traveled.
All right. Well, let's play Minecraft soon.
Yes.
All right.
Speaking of games,
ooh,
what have you guys been playing this week? I tried, okay?
Segway.
Does anyone want to say what they've been playing?
I'm ashamed.
Portal.
Hang on, Annette. Annette's going to lead it off here.
Portal. You guys played Portal?
Yeah.
Don't spoil anything for Annette. She hasn't beat it.
I'm not done. But
I'm not either.
Don't
so.
Listen to last week's episode then.
Okay. Yeah, don't listen to the end.
All right. We won't.
She won't listen to the beginning either. Don't worry.
Okay. You're safe.
No, it's been fun. You guys, all of you got to play it or have been playing it?
Oh, yes.
I haven't played it yet, but I've been playing the Streets of Rage remake that was supposedly yanked and Sega got all butthurt. And I've been playing the living hell out of that game because I miss my beat-em-ups. So
wait, how does that remake work? Somebody just posted it online or something?
Yeah, someone. This guy's been working on it for 8 years now. It pretty much built it from scratch, coded it from scratch, and it's got all sorts of branching paths throughout the game. Lots of secrets, money, stuff that you can buy in the store, and you can actually customize the enemies once you unlock enough things. And it's really, really in depth. I spent 12 hours in it already. I'm nowhere near scratching the surface. So
Streets of Rage MMO.
It's not really an MMO. It's just the very just in-depth beat 'em up, you know.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but then Sega got butt hurt and yanked it. So, but
it's funny that they haven't. I can't believe they haven't yanked the Sonic fan remix. Did you guys play that? Where it's like Sonic 2 remixed?
No, I haven't played that.
No, it's amazing. They just essentially remade, I think, 3 levels from Sonic 2, and it's beautiful. And it like came out a couple days before Sonic 4, I think, or they're pretty close to each other.
Yeah, I remember that. That thing was it basically had the same gameplay mechanics as Sonic 2, so there's no like lock on, like I don't know, whatever you call that move, like the lock on move, basically. But
the homing attack.
Yeah, the homing attack. And
just had a heart attack, by the way.
But yeah, it's a really good looking game, and it plays kind of like you'd want it to.
Yeah, and then you go from that to Sonic 4, and it's just the biggest letdown in the universe.
Yeah,
they schooled Sega on their own franchise.
Yeah, yes. It's pretty sad, yes, but this new Sonic Generations looks pretty solid, so I'm pretty stoked for that.
Yep.
Colors was pretty good, too.
Yeah, did you play on the Wii or DS?
DS, with my son, of course.
Oh, that's aww. Right. How are the children?
The children are good, thank you for asking. Almost done with kindergarten, a big milestone.
Oh, wow, yes. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm almost graduated.
And David, how many children do you have?
I have a cat.
Okay, all right.
I have one cat, and God willing, no children ever, so.
It's probably a good move.
Yeah.
All right, so what else have you been playing, Dave?
Oh, let's see, I jumped in some You Don't Know Jack on 360 again because, well, you know, online for Sony's kind of kaput right now. So
we'll be talking about that later.
Yeah.
But, do you know Jack?
You Don't Know Jack. There's no one playing it online apparently anymore. So solo thing because nobody likes me.
I kind of look at it as one of those instances where, like, with your friends, you're just like, hey, guys, remember that one time we all played You Don't Know Jack one weekend?
Yeah. Right.
Like, we went bowling that one weekend. We went like 3 days in a row. And then haven't bowled for 4 years.
Yeah.
But while you're doing it, it's like, man, we're going to do this.
This is awesome. Yeah. It's like, I almost Saturday got a 300. Yeah.
It's exactly like laser tag.
Yeah. Yep.
Paintball, for that matter. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's basically it for me, I think. Yeah. That's about it.
Sweet, sweet.
So who's left?
Emery?
Everybody.
Everybody.
You're the only one who's gone.
Well, I don't pay attention. It's not my job.
Michael, shoot.
Michael.
Okay.
Sarah.
I've kind of had a busy week. I got all the trophies in Portal 2, the single player trophies.
Wow, what kind of stuff is that? Can you say any without spoiling anything?
Yeah, there's one.
There's some good stuff in there, definitely.
Yeah, there's one that's pretty tough. That there's like 11 straight portals with test chambers with like screens in them, and you gotta smash them with stuff.
Oh, awesome! Yeah,
it's called Smash TV.
Nice.
I get it.
Now this is in like the last third of the game.
Yeah, it's kind of close to the. It's pretty close to the end of the game.
Yeah, so. It's like the. Yeah, I would say like the beginning of the last third.
We're not gonna spoil anything.
No, I won't. Yeah, I'll be the last person.
There's TVs in the last chamber. Spoiler alert.
The butler did it.
Oh.
Wheatley with a candlestick.
Yeah. In the morgue with the shoestring and the nail polish.
And since PSN has been down, and I haven't been able to play much co-op or anything, I have been playing through Mass Effect.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a good time waster for single player. Yep.
Right now, I just completed Pharos, I think it is.
Did you do that before Novaria?
Do what?
Did you do Pharos before Novaria?
Yeah, I did it first.
Okay, that's a good way to go.
Yeah.
Because the matriarch is a cruel mistress.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Jason, thanks a lot for the tip of saving.
Word. Dude, that game is killer
save
without
a lot.
Without
save
saving. Often. Yeah.
Pretend it's Photoshop.
I'm like, do you have any way of getting the DLC, like Bring Down the Sky?
Not right now. I may see if I can't take my hard drive into GameStop and see if they let me like download it there or something.
Because, like, when you play that, like, I don't know how long that was made after Mass Effect came out. It's probably, like, 6 months or something. But there is autosave in that. And, like, they do so much more better things. So many more better things. So much.
Mobetta.
Like, Mobetta.
Or yeah. Gooder.
No, it's like, they correct a lot of the mistakes of Mass Effect. Like, the autosave and just different, like, instances of, like, building interiors and stuff. So, play that if you can.
But make sure that's the only DLC. Toys.
Yeah. You only need to play that one. You don't need to play
the other one is awful.
Mm-hmm. Pinnacle Station's bad.
But then for Mass Effect 2, I always hear that Lair of the Shadow Broker is amazing. Like, I don't know how it stacks up against the first game's DLC, but I haven't actually played any of the DLC, which is strange.
What about Arrival? Has anybody played Arrival? Anybody in the office?
Yeah, it's kind of gotten lukewarm reaction. It's a cool story bit, but I guess the gameplay is kind of lame because it's just Shepard going by themselves.
Yeah. It's a lot of combat.
Yeah.
But it's a cool bit of story, and it leads right into the beginning of 3, so it's pretty cool. You should probably play
it. It's worth checking out.
Yeah.
And speaking of Mass Effect 2, I actually picked that up last night.
I'm sorry.
Along with the XBLA triple pack.
What's in there?
It's Limbo, Trials HD, and Explosion Man.
Yep. Well, those are required for Xbox Live.
And Mass Effect 2 was only 20. This game was only 30. I bought some new headphones, so I basically walked out of there buying a actual like $60 game.
Bad.
And
bargain shopping. I like it. I dig the frugality.
But I of course, since I'm playing through Mass Effect, I haven't started Mass Effect 2 yet. But I started playing the XBLA triple pack last night, and it's a lot of fun. Limbo and Trials and Explosion Man are really good.
Explosion Man, that reminds me of another game. I can't put my finger on it, though. Maybe something like N Plus or something. I don't remember.
Yeah, there's N Plus, but Explosion Man, there's a game that just came out on PSN not too long ago called Explode-a-mon.
Bomberman.
It was a Game Loft thing, right?
Bomberman 97.
I played that. Bomberman.
I do love Bomberman. I just had that music stuck in my head today, actually.
Jason, you asked if it was a Game Loft thing. No, it's actually been in development before Explosion Man came out. It's kind of weird. Like, you hear stories about it, and if you watch the gameplay, you first thing that comes to your mind, you played it, Explosion Man. But it's been said to be in development like before Explosion Man even came out.
Sure, no, I mean, cause I know Game Loft had that one game. I don't know if it came out on iPad or what, but it was strikingly similar to Explosion Man.
No, I think that was Capcom.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They did that Explosion Man ripoff, and Twisted Pixel got mad.
Game Loft just does all the other ripping off, so
yeah.
A version of the Oregon Trail, which I'm still confused about, because some other company did the Facebook version of it,
right?
So I don't know if they just decided to rip off the Oregon Trail and still call it the Oregon Trail. Like, I don't know if Game Loft actually would go out and buy the rights to any franchise, I mean, especially one that big.
Like, it's an homage, it's okay.
Yeah, they put like an ax over the E in
Oregon. Oregon,
Oregon Path.
Yeah.
Oregon.
Oregon Trial.
Oregano Trail.
Oregon Trials HD.
So, that's about it. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, puppies.
Are we talking to dogs and cats? I don't understand.
No, real puppies. That's all I've been able to play with.
Puppies are fun. That's a good game, puppy. I think we're losing.
Making big bucks and warm weather.
Yeah, buying a house with a fence backyard. Got to put some dogs in it. So,
like a ball pit down there as well. It's just nonstop. That's
trampoline.
Yep. Good times.
Sean.
Jello comes out of the faucets here.
It makes showering very difficult. Rather steep.
Yeah.
Everyone's just always green. It's really weird.
The only other game I've been able to play all week is Words with Friends. that's about it. And I really hate the board that Ben and I have going right now, because it's all like everything's in the bottom right-hand corner and you can't make any more moves.
Yeah, it's a horrible board, and I thought a lot about that. Like, every game I play, it always kind of builds to the lower right, and it's because people like starting words with letters that are on the board instead of ending them. Like, it's easier to process mentally, so everything kind of gravitates to that corner of the board. It's always horrible, so we need to fight that in the next game.
I never get any vowels, so it makes my life really difficult every time I play that damn game.
Hey, shout out to Jeff Marquefava. I have a move against him right now. I'm going to go see what I can.
He's a tough competitor.
He is.
He takes no prisoners.
Vicious. He does not give
kicking
a fuck.
His ass.
Testing right now.
Also kicking Sean's ass.
Really?
Wait, no, you're not. That's a lie.
Brian actually just texted me. He's like, I resign. Just got that.
Oh, wow.
Not from Game Informer.
From life. He needs help. He's taking from the Raptors.
I think he just quit playing Words with Friends. He resigned from all his matches as the big red, like, never sign or whatever. Like,
don't play with him.
Do not call me again.
Yeah. I want to take my games more seriously and just have two going at all times. I hate it when I have, like, six backed up.
Yeah.
They mean nothing.
Yep.
It's like relationships.
I'm six and waiting.
Relationships and Words with Friends. Words with Friends with benefits.
That was Ben Reeves' joke.
That's amazing.
Street comedy.
I just made a Ben Reeves joke.
That was his Twitter joke.
You're trying to steal my stuff?
That was an homage. I was trying to...
So we had three people come into GI today that they bid... Is that what it was for Japan relief?
The Play for Japan option.
Play for Japan, yeah, to get a tour of the office here.
And they got a lot of really cool swag, too.
Yeah, they got a lot of cool stuff, and they came in, we had pizza with them, and
they
got to
touch my hand.
They got to touch Ben's hand.
Yeah. That's
the rest of them was covered, but they touched his hand.
And sterilized their hands.
He was through a wall.
That's right. But one of them actually, like, we were just joking around with Ben Reeves, talking about street comedy, and one of them actually knew what we were talking about, which was shocking. Yeah, he was quite familiar with Ben Reeves' street comedy.
I don't know
comedy.
Why you're shocked. I mean, obviously, street comedy is spreading.
Yeah.
And out there.
Yeah.
Everybody. So, does that mean he was from, like, Game Informer Online or just followed him on Twitter or what?
He watched the entire Smashathon.
Yeah, he sat there for 30 hours and watched it. He won a game. He sent in a picture of himself and a friend dressed as Luigi and Donkey Kong cooking pancakes. And they had the Master Sword sitting on the windowsill. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was part of a contest. They didn't just do it.
So I cook in the morning.
That's what they do.
Well, we're pretty proud because we first revealed that street comedy thing here on Game Informer Online Radio.
You revealed it. You talked about it.
No, exactly.
Remember, we were doing the Smashathon, then we went in there.
Exactly, exactly.
Talking to them.
Oh, that's right. That was during... Yeah.
Ben Reeves was high the whole time, so he doesn't remember.
I'm not surprised. Well, I
ended like 3 days before that. So. Yeah.
You remember, I was there overnight, so I saw a lot of the madness.
And you have a starring role in the video, which is sitting on my hard drive. Still in the
And I'm still really sorry that I hijacked your couch, Sean.
That is completely okay. I'm sorry I kicked you off so I could sleep.
I'm glad the vomit cleaned up nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not talk about it.
I'm so confused right now.
Hey,
do you remember? Well, games. It's...
Games!
Portal.
It didn't involve drinking. It just involved that 1 week when I was really sick, or like 2-3 weeks.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, well, I'm drinking right now, so...
I just wanted to clear up where the vomit came from, and now that we've got that out of the way, we can move on.
So what have you been playing, Jason?
Oh, yeah. I just finished Link to the Past.
He made the joke. There it is.
Oh, what was that?
It was okay.
What was that?
It's a screensaver. All right, hang on. Please cut all of this out. The second you hear Henry's voice, just take the scissors. Just cut it out.
Hey.
Game Informer Online Radio, folks.
From the part where the song plays.
Yeah. I'm checking the email, looking at porn.
Nothing but Mass Effect porn.
Mass Effect porn.
All right, so intermission.
What better way to celebrate 10 episodes? Wonderful.
That's how we should celebrate every 10 episodes is Mass Effect porn.
Yes.
What?
The porn X.
Thank you, Pornax, exactly. Pornax. Like, I was trying to find images to use in those videos that I made. And even, like, I just wanted a picture of an Asari's face. So I Google Asari face, and it's just like like legs spread. Like every single picture was unbelievably sexual. It's like, no, I just said face. That'll do nicely. Thank you.
Safe search.
I need to in the future.
Yeah.
I mean, my hard drive is filled with that stuff now. But
yeah, your search history.
you got a thumb drive especially for it.
Yeah. All right, but Jason is
going to save anyway.
Yeah. Jason, tell us about games, please.
Games. I finished Link to the Past right before we started recording for the first time, and that was cool.
Tell us
Zelda.
Experience.
Welcome to America, sir.
You're welcome. Welcome to some part of, I don't know. Yeah. It was long overdue, but it was really good.
How many times did you have to use an FAQ?
What?
How many times did you have to use a walkthrough?
Pretty much every time I set foot in a dungeon.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I think most, like, I went the first couple dungeons, and then I felt shameful for using a walkthrough. And then, like, towards the end, they just get ridiculous. And, like, there's one puzzle where it was like, light these torches in this room, and then light the ones in the room below it. And I just had no reference of how to do that, because I didn't go into the room next to me until afterwards when it was like, hey, light those torches. That's so like, I sat there for like 40 minutes. I was like, all right, I'm just going to finish this game. So I got the walkthrough out. And
that's like part of the fun is like figuring out the... I turned my nose at rubbing you. Wait.
Please tell me about that.
Man, that's not the
expression.
I'm going to have a drink now.
I need one.
Is there a rubbing you expression? There's got to be an expression for that.
Nope.
No. What
the hell is going on?
I bite my thumb at you.
I bite my thumb.
I like to work with Ben Reeves,
everybody. I turn my nose and bite at you.
I bite my nose at you.
Okay, so did you use a walkthrough for Portal?
No.
Well, what? It's the same kind of thing for me. Why would you use a...
It's completely different. No. I know you're a snob. I mean,
here's what I can say on my behalf. The first Zelda game I ever played was Ocarina of Time. So, I actually completed, because I'd played 1 and 2 as a kid and just don't really have that many memories of them. But Ocarina of Time is, compared to a lot of the puzzles that were going on in that, is pretty simple, I guess. To me, it seemed like, and I've even done the Master Quest without a strategy guide or anything. So, like, I don't know. I think there's something about, like, the imprecise nature of the combat and how frustrating it can be to, like, start dungeons over and over and over again. And just, like, the trial and error and not wanting to spend 5 hours per dungeon. It was more of a time thing than a pride thing. Like, I just needed to play it.
Yeah, I was in the same boat. I started that game. I didn't even beat it. I feel bad. I got to the point where I was just essentially reading a walkthrough and playing through it. It's like, this isn't a game. This is a full experience. I'm just going to stop.
No, I didn't go that far, but there were instances like I'd probably get stuck like two or three times a dungeon. Yeah. And I'd just pop it open real quick and, oh, okay. And then I'd keep going. Like, it wasn't like I sat there like staring at the book while I was playing. That would feel cheap.
Yeah. I was on the fence with Portal 2 here. Like, I'm incredibly dumb when it comes to puzzles, especially in video games. And so that game, I probably spent 15 hours on it. So much it was just like staring.
Yeah.
Not understanding. I'd actually take my phone out and, you know, Google a walkthrough for it. And as the page was loading, I'd be like,
slap your hand. No.
Yeah, it was like the ring for me. I beat it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did it. I'm proud of myself.
There was one day when you came in the office, you're like, I can't figure this one out.
That day I started crying.
Yeah. My knees, you're just like grabbing me.
Yeah. I was rubbing my nose.
Nose at me.
Once those gels get in there, it gets really tough.
Yeah. But even like
knees and like your nose.
Yeah. But this isn't like just ignore vintage. But like I don't want to ruin anything, but like there's parts in between the puzzles.
Stop it!
Really, really tough. It's actually
yeah.
A lot of people.
And everybody.
No, I know what you're talking about. I'm actually at the part where you go to the older areas. Just older. the wetter areas.
So that I games like that and Braid and Limbo and stuff like that, I just like will not do it because it's like there. I don't know. Like Zelda is kind of separate as far as the puzzling goes in that. It's definitely still got like puzzle elements, but like games that are like really about puzzles and stuff. I will not let myself. Like, Portal 2 probably took me an extra, I think I when I, on my second playthrough, it took me like 5.5-6 hours. My first playthrough was like 8, so.
But yeah, the only puzzle I really got stuck on was the one I was talking about last week.
Yeah, that is a beast.
Is it a puzzle between a puzzle?
Can you give a vague hint?
No.
Give a vague hint.
I'm curious.
No, it is the puzzle. I'll be very, very non-spoilerish. It is the one that relies heavily on one gel.
Oh.
With pillars.
The one.
Oh, yes.
You fight Gordon Freeman.
Yeah,
it's where Gordon Freeman comes out, and he's actually been attacked. He's a headcrab zombie now, so.
Yeah, he gives you a couple hints at what to do, but it's kind of tough.
Yeah.
That's good time. Now, Jason, where do you stand?
He also speaks, which, you know, it's weird.
Yeah, but he's with, like, a weird Australian accent. It's very distracting.
Very effeminate, too, which threw me off.
Sorry, Mike.
Downright racist, it turns out.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, actually.
But, Jason, where do you stand when it comes to Minecraft and walkthroughs?
A lot of the, the fabled first night that you have in the game was me just kind of like, I'd heard a lot about the game. So I kind of knew, like, just by reading articles about it, not necessarily like walkthroughs or anything. But then, like, once I got in the server with Brian, I was pretty much, he was kind of like, oh yeah, and you can do this. And he didn't exactly tell me how. So then I went to my own server and kind of, you know, slam some pieces of wood together to make like a fence, and then I made like a garden, and that took me way longer than it should have. But for the most part, I've like, if there's something that I know that is in the game and I just can't figure out how to do it, I'm not going to sit and like slap, like, especially like the higher level stuff, like when you get to building like minecarts and stuff and rails, I just don't want to like try. I didn't want to try to put those together and get the right results, because like a lot of it's not intuitive like you'd think.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I still like that sense of adventure too. Like, a friend will just tell me like, oh, by the way, you know, you can make a boat. It's like, what? That sounds awesome. How can you do that? It's the easiest thing in the world, but I had no idea. So like, my new policy with Minecraft is I'll never look at a guide online. I'll only hear recommendations. So like, I'll come to the office and be like, hey guys, how do you make a torch? Like, just look it up, dude. I'm like, no, I need to hear it first.
No. You guys are me looking it up.
Yeah, exactly. It's a horrible, annoying policy, but it's going to be my new thing with Minecraft.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's, I guess I've taken the easier way out, but for the most part, I got most of it on my own. There's just certain things that I just didn't want to, I don't know, a lot, not that many people I know play it other than Brian and I guess like you and a couple other friends, but so it's not easy to be like, hey, water cooler, like, it's up.
Yeah. But it's going to be weird when reviews come out for that game.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine that. Yeah, I mean, it's coming out November 11th, but like,
yeah,
and like, there's a review for it in Game Informer.
Right up next to the Skyrim review. Yeah,
exactly.
I was indignant when I first found that. I'm like, why would you do that? But it's like, that game, I'm going to play that game all the way up until that date. I can take a break from that game. Like, it's not a big deal that it's coming out the same day.
And it's funny, like, when Notch, the creator, announced the release date, like, he even mentioned Skyrim.
Yeah.
Like, Elder Scrolls fan. He's like, oh, man, I'm looking forward to Skyrim too, guys.
But just no updates for Minecraft for, like, 4 weeks. Yeah.
That's exactly why he's releasing it on that day.
Yeah, no, it's pretty clear. I think he pretty explicitly says that in the interview or whatever.
I would know because I purposely have avoided everything Minecraft related. Because I just know that I will disappear for weeks.
It took a week of my life. Pretty.
Yeah, it's a soul sucker.
But,
and
so,
we're back to Minecraft talk.
Yeah, so I played Minecraft a little bit this week. Played Zelda, Link to the Past, and of course, a lot of Portal. And then I'm still really hitting Mortal Kombat, but it's hitting back a lot harder than I can deal. So it's the game is very good, but I've been out of fighting games for quite a few years, and it shows.
How's the online scene for Mortal Kombat?
It's been really cool. Like, my cousin and I played some King of the Hill stuff about a week ago, and that worked really well. Some of it's not quite as like quick as you'd want it to be. Like, there's a little lag, but for the most part, it's pretty solid. I've been pretty impressed.
Cool.
Unless you're on PSN.
Unless you're on PSN.
And then there is no online anything.
Yeah. We'll get to that later.
In case you guys forgot, I just remind you.
Yeah, I just remind everyone. But Wait, what? Yeah, that is a week in games, I guess, for me.
Okay, so is that everyone?
Yeah, more or less. I'm playing Bowser's Inside Story and loving it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's a great game.
But yeah, Bowser's Inside Story doesn't get enough love.
I need to finish it. I'm like, I think I'm in like in the middle of it. So, spoiler alert. I just got out of like Bowser's body for the first time.
Gotcha.
So.
Cool, man.
So some games came out this week.
What?
No. It seems like that happens every week.
Why don't? When is it going to end?
Amazing.
I'm writing a petition.
Yep.
It's okay. There's like two more weeks until Brink. So.
Are people really looking forward to Brink? I feel like it could be a sleeper hit here.
Yeah, I think it could be a Borderlands for sure.
Yeah, I'm like getting that vibe.
I don't know.
If it's that good.
I'll grab it day one. I have a lot of faith in Bethesda.
What got you so excited for it?
Probably just the combination of, like, I actually really like the Shadowrun on 360. So it kind of reminded me of, like, elements of that where you have, like, a full team going for one objective and everyone can take different loadouts to, like, accomplish the objective. Like, you can teleport through walls, you can glide, you can just heal people, do different things like that. And, like, the different classes in Brink kind of reminded me of that. And then the art style is really cool. And I think I'm really looking forward. I liked Mirror's Edge quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of that really slick movement in there. So.
Sure.
But
cool. So about the games that came out this week.
Yeah, the games coming out this week.
There was Darkspore.
I'm going to play that. I'm really looking forward to it, actually.
Darkspore, like the.
It's basically. I hear it's basically Diablo meets Spore.
Yep.
Okay, so is it like a spinoff of regular Spore?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
I thought it was Diablo meets Pokemon.
That's what Phil said. That's the pitch that I keep hearing, and that's enough to really draw me in.
Yeah, there's like light loot elements, but there's also some like Pokemon type, right. I guess
it's cool because the loot are new body parts. So like you're just an arm lying on the ground and just slap it on Spore style.
Neat. You can have Diablo meets Crystal's ponytail, and I'll still play it.
Crystal's ponytail.
That's Diablo meets anything.
But does Darkspore have a Pikachu in it?
I'm going to make it too.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea, actually, just to go in there. I don't know how crazy you can get with the creature creator, but I wonder if I could just make a Pokemon team and just have like a Pokemon Diablo.
Poke Diablo.
Oh, by the way, there's a Portal TV commercial on my TV right now. So that's relevant.
Poke Diablo.
It's as relevant as anything else on this episode.
Well, I mean, it was a video game on my TV.
No. We had Darkspore.
Oh, Diablo.
Darkspore. IL-2.
Sturmovik.
Sturmovik.
An airplane game.
Woo! Over.
Are you having a seizure? What are you saying?
We can pause every anytime. Week.
There's always that one game that's completely hard to pronounce.
Those are the ones we skip.
Yeah. IL-2 stomach acid? What did you say?
You fly planes and...
And they're in the air.
Okay, well, that has nothing to do with stomach acid.
So, well, it depends on Dramamine and...
True.
What else came out, Michael?
Yes.
Man versus Wild.
Reiner and Phil?
Whoa.
Yep, the Reiner and Phil video, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I didn't watch that one. I didn't sit in on that one, but they keep talking about it, so it must have been good.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a mid-rite release?
I certainly hope so.
It's already released.
Yeah, it came out. I went to it. It's pretty good.
You could go ahead and wait at GameStop tonight if you want, though.
Yeah, I might do that. Got nothing better to do.
Mid-rite release is tonight, so go.
They're giving out snakeskin canteens, so.
Yep.
I'm there.
You'll have to camp out and drink your own pee if it gets too late.
Well, I still got some whiskey left, so I'll bring that with me.
Jeff put it on the list. I'm not sure if it came out, because someone in the comments asked if didn't it get delayed. Operation Flashpoint Red River.
I'm not sure what's going on with that.
Huh. Was it delayed?
I don't know.
He just said he wasn't sure, Michael.
I thought it was... I thought it was out, but I don't know these things for show.
I didn't see it at the store last night, but then a guy didn't really look, so.
It's sold out.
Yeah.
They released two copies.
We ordered two copies. I thought we were going to be holding on to those for days at least.
I put this on the list just because of the name. It's a WiiWare game called Learning with Puyus, Episode 3.
Learning with Poo? What?
There's been that many Puyus?
That's actually the first one.
Did you steal them?
Who's Puyu?
What's going on?
Teach me.
Can you spell that, please?
Puyoos.
Perfect.
Puyus.
Oh,
It looks like Operation Flashpoint got delayed till June.
Okay.
Because of Puyus.
Because of Puyu.
It's
because Puyus released.
Yeah,
it's a good market.
Crowding out the market.
No competition.
That's sad. So, do you know what the game's about? Do you know what they teach?
What are they teaching?
I have no idea. It's Puyu. Anyone who wants to download it on WiiWare to find out.
I'm going to do that right now.
I'd love it. It was just like graduate level physics. It's like, what the hell?
That'd be amazing.
It's like shape puzzles.
It's just like the well known Professor Puyu from Yale.
And the last game that came out this week is Outland.
Which I already have, but my Xbox isn't plugged in, so. Probably Outland. A bad decision on my part.
Outland, trying to place that one.
It's that new Ubisoft game that looks really good.
It looks great. It's from the team that made Dead Nation and Stardust HD, Super Stardust HD on PSN.
Okay, I'm totally thinking of something else. When I think Outland, I think of like Opus the Penguin and Bill the Cat and all those guys. But
Saturday morning cartoons or Sunday morning. Those would have been. Sorry.
What's Sunday morning cartoons? What kind of crazy addict do you have to be to have the leftover Sunday morning cartoons?
No, it's in the paper.
Yeah, the funnies.
Well, that's cool. All
right.
Yeah. Those old things.
Yeah. Newspapers, they used to have them in the past.
You guys don't print. Come on.
Print media? Have you heard of it?
So I take it you guys have seen, hang on. Sorry. My arm fell off.
Are you high?
Really. Today has been insane in the office. Ridiculous. It's like some weird thing where it's really nice outside and we're all...
Cabin fever.
Yeah, it's this weird cabin fever.
Miller came back here and we were just, I don't know what the hell we're doing, but Miller comes back here. He's like, seriously, what the hell are you guys doing? we're just on skateboards.
Yeah, it's a lot of skateboarding around. Jeff has been really feisty. Tim's been punny. Dan's been screaming about ladies.
This doesn't really sound that different.
Yeah.
It was just more ridiculous today than any other day.
Yeah.
I would assume it's pretty similar for you guys because I'm one state below you. But today was easily the nicest day we've had since it was officially spring.
Yeah, I could see that for sure.
Nice. It got a little cloudy, but
it's
all right. That's nice. Did it rain?
Did I mention 75 and sunny? I don't know if I mentioned that earlier or not.
I don't even know what temperature it is over here. Let's see. Oh, it's 73. A cool 73 degrees in your brain.
That's cool. It's like 50 and it was like heat waves, so whatever.
All right. I'm sorry I banged my elbow. I don't remember what I was going to talk about.
I'm sure.
You're going to tell us on what medication you're on.
Yeah, I know.
Outland is a game. That's where we left off.
Oh, yes.
It came out this week on XBLA. Supposed to come out on PSN, but of course that didn't happen.
Man, oh man.
Oh, it did. You just can't see it.
I was listening to a podcast the other day saying that maybe Sony could get a deal with Ubisoft to help promote that game, like kind of either give it a discount or release it free for a certain amount of time or something.
Mm-hmm. Something.
I'm pretty sure. Help right now. That whatever they're going to do to like compensate that, like a lot of people say they're going to do, it's going to have to be pretty much within Sony, because this is all them.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
If my identity gets stolen now, because we are about to close on our first house ever, And if Sony, oh man, I'm killing everyone in Japan. I'm gonna be my own tsunami. It's not gonna be pretty.
Let's save it for you're gonna be a Sean Nami.
Oh my god.
Waka waka waka.
It's. I mean, just we've worked at this for years, and now something stupid like this could. Anyway, yeah, I'll save it for later. But
I've transferred all my.
No, we can start that now. We're in the news.
All right, cool. I mean, I guess I can't blame Sony. The actual IT department, because nothing is hacker proof. Nothing.
No.
It's very easy to blame, though, the executives who didn't think they needed to monitor this kind of thing. They didn't need more protection than they already had. They were very naive about this whole thing, and now they're paying huge consequences. Because think about it. If I was to go buy a console right now, which one am I going to buy?
Right.
Yeah, we, not PS3.
Yeah, it's they've got a lot of baggage that is like has not been talked about by the majority of people. Like, aside from being compensated and like personal identity and just like all that different stuff, it's just that this is huge. Like, this is gonna go. Like you said, if you're going to buy a console, you would not buy a Sony console. And how long will that sentiment last going into the future, especially coming into essentially a new console generation within the next 2 years?
Right. This is worse, in my opinion, than the Red Ring of Death ever was.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, that's debatable. But it's going to be insane. Like,
Yeah.
You always kind of waffle, at least I do in my mind, like, well, this isn't that big of a deal. Like, they probably, credit card information probably isn't going to get stolen. Then I think, well, it could be. Then I go to the worst case scenario. It's like, man, Sony's going to get sued so freaking hard. Like, could this take, like, the PlayStation brand down? Like, it's going to be billions and billions of dollars.
Well, I think the big sense with this whole thing is, like, the messaging this whole time has been so unclear. No one really knows what's going on. It's like, okay, well, your stuff was encrypted, so it's safe. Or no, it's not. Or no, the FBI is looking at it now. No, like, and it's just like...
That's all Sony's fault.
It's a lot of back and forth.
Terrible PR.
This is what's going on. Just be very clear, very transparent. It's like, well, it might have been stolen, but we don't know. Like, what the hell is that?
I don't think they're being intentionally vague. I think they're just as confused as we are.
Probably, but I mean, I at least hope with all these conflicting reports that have been coming out that someone onto the PR side would just come forward and be like, look... This is kind of basically what's going on, and just and they kind of waited a little long to just even acknowledge that there was a problem.
Yeah.
Well, and like, what would take 3 days? Because they, I guess, released what Thursday or Friday that of last week that they're like, okay, things may have been seen or taken by hackers, and then like on Monday they were starting to send out emails and stuff, and you know, saying like, oh yeah, your information was accessed. It might have been like, what took them 3 days to determine that in fact the things had been accessed? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I don't know the type of programming. I don't know what all's involved, but I can't see that like it would have taken that long to come forward and just be like, okay, please listen. This is the problem. This is what's going on. Instead of kind of like, yeah, maybe.
Well, it depends on how they got in and if there was any logging going on. Because I mean, the system might not automatically trace like who went where and did what, so sure. That I mean, it's like Jurassic Park. You'd have to go through keystrokes, you know what I mean?
What are there about 2 million
as a Jurassic Park. Not to mention like
the good job quoting directly the scene I was talking about.
An interesting scene in Jurassic Park. But I mean, so is it known if it's anonymous that actually did the hacking?
They've claimed
they
that say it's not.
No. They say it's some kind of external intrusion, but no, they haven't said. And today, George Hotz came out and said he didn't do it, but he's calling Sony arrogant in this situation because they were trying to take down the hackers.
Well,
that is the pot calling the kettle black right there.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, like, when you do something like that on that big of a scale, what can you do with that information? Because once you try to sell that information, once you, you know, broadcast that you are holding this information, you got a target on your head.
I don't think they're going to try to do anything with the information. It's the fact they could get to it.
That
was what they wanted, because Sony was attacking them, that their whole community directly.
Yeah.
And so they just wanted to get back at Sony for the way that they were being treated. And I don't think anybody has any information. I don't think they're going to do anything with it. Because that would get them in a whole different deeper coob than they're in already.
it's like deciding makes me think that like, it's not that big of a deal. I just think it's like it's not, you know, criminals. It's just tech nerds that are doing this, you know?
Right.
And they were making a point. They made their point, and now Sony has to deal with the repercussions.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have even more updates to deal with once this thing comes back on. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh.
Well, but, my big concern now is, like, how many stupid hoops are we going to have to jump through just to sign in? Or just to create an account? Or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I wonder how many people are going to cancel their account and just be done with it altogether, just remove all their information.
I doubt that, man.
So I'm debating whether or not I should, like, call my bank and, like, all right, just switch, give me a new card, give me a new everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm keeping an eye on my account. I think everybody should, but I don't know if I'm ready to make progress that everyone should cancel their credit cards.
Yeah, that definitely wouldn't hurt, just keeping track of things, but I think being too drastic at this point is probably not necessary. If they were gonna take all your money, it'd be gone already.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They'd take all $17.
Yeah.
But imagine
I was
like Gabe Newell made this big push, like PS3 is the console to buy Portal 2.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Nothing. Like, I feel so bad.
That's a whole other thing.
And especially because he like whatever it was, 2 or 3, like I don't know, it was like a couple months ago, he had that instance where he entered his information in front of a crowd of tons of people and was like, go ahead and try to hack it, you can't. And you really can't because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steam is better managed than PlayStation, and you wouldn't think that would be true at all.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's up to the people running it.
Yeah. I wrote a blog about it on Game Informer Online, ranting about it, and of course made some people mad. But
that's what a good blog does.
Yeah.
I was basically saying, you know, I've lost trust in Sony. I'm thinking about, like, it made me want to switch over to Xbox Live, not because it's hack proof, but just because I don't have trust in Sony anymore with my information.
I mean, Xbox would handle this completely differently. I mean, you don't know because it's, you know, it's not happening to them. But I just have a feeling that they have a much better, like, sense of their customers.
That would be such a terrible thing to happen to Xbox just because that is a premium service. So it's like you're paying for it and you get screwed like that.
Yeah.
But I know it's easy to say you don't have faith in Sony. But in a way, don't you think it's kind of like, sorry to bring everyone down, but isn't it kind of like 9/11? Like, Sony's just going to, you know, triple the amount of security that they have from here on out. And from here on out, it's going to be the safest place to go because they're going to be so paranoid about it.
It's possible. I mean, that's definitely possible. Yeah. But the thing is, for me, it's like I've always, like, throughout my entire life, I've always had problems with Sony products. Like, Sony car CD players, the PS2 with the disc read errors, Sony televisions, you know. And just when they were kind of just starting to win me over, like, this kind of stuff happens. So it's like, it's like the only two things I can say that I've had no problems with Sony was like the original PlayStation and like the smaller version of the PS2. You know, but everything else I've had by Sony, just there's always been some sort of misstep by them. You know,
you should stop buying Sony stuff.
I probably should. I probably should. But I'm dumb and stupid.
And not to mention, like we were talking about earlier, how they're handling the situation. They knew something was up the day they shut down PSN, because when they released a statement saying, this is why we didn't tell people earlier than we did, they said they hired people to come in and look at it. And when they told us what happened, they said there may be something up. They could have told us that the day they hired people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if it's still down at E3? Like, how awkward is that press conference going to be? It's just going to be just apologizing for 45 minutes?
Sorry.
Like, but hey, here's God of War 4. How about that? Hey,
yay.
Oh.
Yeah. We're going to have to bring in some people from BP to kind of help them coach them through it.
Yeah. Make some crappy commercials,
Which I doubt it'd be down at E3, but
they'll have it up for one day.
Yeah, that's the thing is I'm scared, like, if they don't, like, change how they are handling the situation, like Sean said, it's, you know, nothing's hack proof. So if they get new measures in place, like a week later, you know, it could happen again.
Yeah. Anything I've learned of all the things I've learned this in my time as a developer, it's that whenever you try to fix something fast, you actually break more things. So if I try to fix one bug in 10 seconds when it should take me a minute, I'm actually probably going to end up making three completely new bugs.
Yeah.
And so either they have tripled their online security staff and fired everyone who was on it before and, you know, have people working 24/7, I don't think they've had a long enough timetable to overhaul PSN.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's what makes me more nervous is the fact I think when they come back on, they might have even more problems and they might be just as vulnerable and just not know it.
Well, I think they should take their sweet time though. I can see it.
Yeah, being, I mean, but that's another point. You know, it's a good thing it has been offline for this long because they're actually trying as much as they can and doing as much to it as they can. But still, I think it's too fast.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'd rather them take their time because it's not you're not just dealing with online, you know, gaming or anything. You're dealing with my money, Smokey, you know? So
take that, Bandit.
Yeah. So get it fixed. Like, fix it right. Make sure that my information is not compromised and getting sold to some Swedish dude in a basement somewhere. So,
leave the Swedes out of this.
Pervert.
I'm stereotyping the Swedes. The they're known for their hacking skills, right? Is that how that works? I don't know.
I believe whoever hacked it is the – I think the lizard people did it.
Yeah.
Always the lizard people.
It's him. But no, some people are saying, what is Sony going to reward us with for waiting this long and stuff? And, you know, some people are telling them it's a free service. You shouldn't get anything in return. But I kind of think of it like this. Xbox Live is advertised as you have to pay for it. Yeah. But PSN on the box says it's free. So you're basically buying the service when you buy a PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I mean, you still have to pay money to get to it one way or another.
Yeah, and not to mention, like, I don't know, I think a lot of people, like, crying for some kind of, like,
handout?
Reimbursement. Or, yeah, handout. I think that's kind of missing the point, like...
Reparations.
Yeah, I need my reparations, fist pounding on desk. Like, I don't know.
Right? I don't know if we should get into that discussion, but... No, I hear you. I don't understand that. It's like, is that really going to make up for it?
No, I mean, because I haven't personally been... My life has gone on just fine with this whole... So I haven't been able to beat Portal 2 co-op yet. That's okay. It'll happen eventually. Right. I don't feel like Sony owes me anything. Am I going to be more likely to buy my games on Xbox Live Arcade instead now? Probably. But that's punishing them for their mistake. That's enough for me.
Yeah. Vote with your dollars, people.
Right. Yep. I don't need to yell at Sony to give me some sort of kickback for any of this. What I'm going to do from now on is that once Sony online service gets back up and running, I'm going to change all my information, going to like delete my credit card information, and I'm going to start using like the cards that I buy at the store, you know.
Yeah, I buy the cards from the store.
Yeah.
So I think I've had one instance where I bought something off there and I used one of the cards.
Yeah. So,
but don't get me wrong, Sony should apologize till they bleed out of their eyes, but
yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, that's like, you're ruining people's lives if they're, you know, if their personal information gets compromised.
Yeah, like I said, if I am unable to get this house, which we were finally approved for, we've worked for like 6 or 7 years now, it's going to be hell to pay.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if someone gives my account and I can't go get some Wendy's or anything later on tonight, then I'm not going to sue, but I'm just going to be like, ah, he curses, but...
When did you become like an old movie villain?
Cursed mountebank. You know, Snidely Whiplash. You
know. Twirling your mustache.
Tying women to railroad tracks.
Desk.
Plus,
why are the bombs round? I never got that.
Easy to forge? I don't know.
Because they're too heavy to throw.
So they roll.
In seriousness, nothing on this show is serious.
Never. Yeah, what are you thinking?
What about the NG?
The what? Hello? Hello?
It's on.
Whoa.
What happened? We had a time warp.
You can't hear me?
I can hear you now.
I've come back from the future.
It is 2015, right? What's going on?
Guys, I've got this NGP. How do you like it?
Is Dan Quayle president still?
Totally cleared Sony's name. I really enjoy the system.
Remember when we were bagging on Sony? Oh, jeez.
PSN is
1.21 gigawatts!
Yeah, no, you
what the hell's a gigawatt?
That is a completely valid point. Like, this is going to hurt the sales of that system more than likely.
Well, it got pushed back anyway because of what's going on in Japan.
Yeah.
It's doomed all over the place.
And not to mention, this thing pretty much runs on PSN. So if something like this happens to the NGP.
Yeah, there are even more systems, it looks like, in place on this new handheld. Like, it's just other than the PSN, there's like it seems to be like a social type network on there, and I don't know. It's
yeah, but still, it's got that Sony name attached to it, so that's gonna be a big stinky poo on a new Sony console.
Yeah,
you know, especially.
I mean, honestly, I can see their E3 press conference just being them talking about their new security measures.
Yeah.
Like at least for 10 minutes. It's going to be bizarre, but that's probably what they're going to end up doing.
Probably.
That's going to be the new, like, trend.
Here's the NGP, and here's why you should buy one because of these security things that we did.
They don't have a choice. They have to.
It has Norton on it.
Oh, God, I would never buy that. Oh.
It uses 50% of the system's resources.
Yeah, you can't play games because it's too slow. It's scanning every file as you use it.
Two cell processors.
One just for the,
the heck of it, just to add extra weight.
I make jokes about it. I can see like
Kevin Butler is gonna come out.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'm actually super interested to see how they're gonna, like, unless if they spin it really well with something with him, they're just gonna look like.
Didn't he do an ad or something?
No, there's a fake one. That was.
Yeah, there's a fake one. It's like. Ah, cube, ah, cube, ah, cube. And it's just him, like, slurping, like, drinking a Slurpee.
Yeah.
And it goes, like, it only does credit card stealing or something.
Identity theft.
Yeah.
Credit card stealing.
Same
thing. PS3, now with LifeLock.
Purse snatching. So, if that's it all you guys want to talk about the apocalypse PS3 2.0.
Tough to say, fun to write.
Yeah.
Well, when you say it, it's the same way, so there's no fun. Apocalypse.
First of all, we should give a shout out to Megan. She's leaving Game Informer.
Shout out to Megan.
You should have invited her on.
Yeah, but I didn't know she was leaving when I had the thing set up.
So is she like out the door, like by the end of the month, or
she's coming back? Today was supposed to be her last day, but she's coming in for a few hours on Monday to continue moving stuff. But that's it.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's
kind of funny because I was just about to ask, how long did it take her to get all those figures into a box?
It was a long process. If you guys haven't seen what her desk looks like in any capacity, she has a lot of stuff.
Mostly Tomb Raider stuff, which is beautiful for her now, but we made fun of her for it before.
Yeah. lots of stuff. It looked like a toy store. And her part of the office, so.
A lot of it was pretty cool, though. I was.
She had really cool figures, and she's been collecting.
But yeah, just a ton of them. Like, we're talking probably in the over 100.
Yeah, but she's moving on to Crystal Dynamics.
Woo-hoo. Wow. So she's probably the best spot for her.
Exactly. Yeah, she's going to be the PR lady for the new Tomb Raider.
Community
manager, I'm sorry.
Tell her to make a new Gex.
That was my first thing that I said. I didn't really mean to that, so I don't think it's
going to happen. Her primary focus will be Tomb Raider.
Well, that was her primary focus already. So.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Like I said, perfect spot.
Yeah, she's trying to train herself to say Lara, because she said Laura her entire life, and if she says Laura to fans, they'll ostracize her. Yeah. So she has to say Lara Croft now.
That's really hard to say. It turns out.
And you sound like a wild ass saying it.
That's Lara stupid. Croft.
It's always Lara.
Lara.
I always thought it was Lara.
Liara Croft.
Liara.
Lana.
Yeah, Lana, we could do it like a Smallville crossover.
Yeah.
Or just call her something different entirely. Call her like
Susan. Ben.
Joanne or something.
Joanne.
Joanne Croft.
Joanne Crafts. And
Steve.
Steve.
Andre the Laura Croft.
But yes, Megan will be missed. I think that's the point of this conversation.
Yes.
We're just helping.
But congratulations to her, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's huge.
So, I never met her, so I can't really miss her all that much. But.
Well, she's a wild bitch, but I mean, other than that, that was a joke. We all love Megan.
She's a minx. I don't know what that
it's
means.
It's not like she's listening to the show or anything. No one is.
No.
No one is, though, you said.
No one is. No one ever listens to this show.
This is for our entertainment.
Not even my mom. I'm not even recording right now. I'm lying. I'm recording. Or am I?
That's going to come across on the show. That's going to be kind of weird.
He's just recording Annette. That's it. Nobody else.
Everyone else has been muted.
Recording
yeah, I got a great effect for your voice. It's called mute.
We can do it in chorus.
So, in other news.
Yeah, I was going to say. Really, did anything else happen? That seems the only thing people are talking about is the PlayStation.
No, there was a few things. This isn't really video game related, but it's my show, so.
Whoa.
Whoa. Take it easy, Cobra Commander.
Weird Al's new album, Alpocalypse, is coming in June.
Is that our first sponsored endorsement? Is Weird Al a fan?
Is he? Not yet.
I wonder what Weird Al
get him on the show sometime, though.
Can you get Weird Al on here? Would
that, be? That would be awesome.
You should work on that. Who's our PR guy? Do we have one?
Me.
You? All right. Hop to it, Michael.
I'll try my best. He doesn't respond to anyone on Twitter, so I'm not sure how that'll work.
Just ask him. Never knows he asks.
Just go to his house. I'm sure he's friendly.
Yes.
Send him some chocolate.
But in video game news, Fear 3 or F3er is delayed again.
Got delayed.
Again.
Well.
Yeah, okay.
Ben Reeves is back, everybody.
Ben Reeves returns.
Still better than Fear 3.
Car accidents.
And train wrecks.
Tax returns.
I'm wielding my hammer.
You guys were not, and he bought the hammer of Thor
you
for like
Mjolnir.
You guys want to hear it? Hang on,
yeah.
That's what Thor's thunder sounds like, everybody.
It sounds like an alien.
Did you really
get it? Sounds like a really harsh sneeze.
$20 of good hard-earned money.
Or a defibrillator. I don't know what the hell is going on.
So how much did that thing cost?
$20
He says $20, but that's not the price tag. It is at least $60.
And he already lost a piece of it, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
The lightning.
There was a lightning bolt that shot out of it, and he completely lost it.
He wanted to get rid of it so he could pretend.
Hey, Sean. Sean.
What?
Pop quiz. What's Thor's hammer called?
I know this.
I know.
I don't. Yeah,
I do because my friend Casey has that tattooed on his like lower abdomen.
So how do you pronounce it?
He pronounces it Mjolnir.
That's the correct.
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir. Like the Halo armor.
Yeah.
Mjolnir.
Mjolnir.
Why did I get that pop quiz? I don't care.
I don't know. I just felt like it.
So who's planning on seeing the movie?
I'm gonna walk away.
I think I'm pretty sure I've resigned to seeing all four of the superhero movies that come out this summer. So. Green Lantern.
Good.
Green Lantern's latest trailer made it look really promising.
Yeah.
Thor's the one I'm still kind of like on the fence about, but
Thor's getting really, really good reviews. Really good reviews. As dumb as it looks,
The best of the four.
Yeah, you should check out the reviews of
that. Captain
trailers.
America are probably gonna be the best.
What? Oh yeah, Captain America. That's the one.
The new X-Men movie looks badass.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I think the X-Men movie will be the best with Captain America close second.
Yeah. I think I don't know. I think the Green Lantern looks really faithful to source. So.
But see, that's the problem for me because I never got into or liked those books. It's
my
kinda
mom
like Silver Surfer.
You liked Ultimates.
I liked Ultimates. That's true. What does that have to? What does that have to do?
Captain America. That was like his book.
And I said Captain America would be good.
I don't know, dude. It's directed by Joe Johnston, who also directed Jurassic Park 3.
That's the only movie I know. Oh, he also directed The Rocketeer.
That's true, which is awesome. And October Sky, which is pretty sweet, too.
Yeah, so I could do it.
Lightning bolt.
Pow!
Whoa, geez. Is it storming outside? What's going on?
It was so nice earlier.
Next week. Or 2 weeks from now. Sorry. I know my thing.
In other news, Iwata says that there is no new Nintendo system coming out before April 2012.
And that does not mean it's coming out April 2012.
Yeah, it's not coming out before then.
I don't remember what I was listening to. It was another podcast, and they were saying that it could be cool to have it follow E3, kind of like as a surprise, like the Saturn was. Like, yeah, that's coming out.
That would be a terrible idea.
Yeah, that worked great for the Saturn.
Well, but it's Nintendo. Like, I mean, I think there's going to be enough buzz for this.
But a $400 console coming out, like, 3 days after it's announced.
Price.
No way.
Nope.
It's nice to want things, as Shane Bettenhausen said on podcast. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like,
No. Sorry. Not this E3, next E3.
No.
There's no way. No, I'm not that crazy.
Okay,
that's a little better.
No, I don't want it that bad. I'm still enjoying this generation of console, my 360.
If I ran Nintendo, that's how I'd do it.
Yo, this is coming out. And then, yeah.
If you ran Nintendo, they would just put it on shelves next to, like, Fritos.
Yeah, I would just be, like, sitting until I just bring them into the store, not even announcing anything. It's like, oh, yeah, here you go, guys.
So you make it seem like it's the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, and they just have, like, boxes filled with consoles unreleased. Like, just flip them out at any time. They don't care.
Like, go in the middle of the night like Santa Claus, and there you go.
These have been done for, like, 2 years, and they're just kind of sitting here.
Yeah. We didn't know what else to do with them. We were running out of room in a warehouse, so we figured we'd put them in your stores.
We had no idea 3D would actually catch on, so now we got to sell these things.
Yeah, E3 is going to be freaking awesome. I can't wait to see what that thing
really
actually
looking
is.
Forward.
Yeah. Yep.
They stole the show last year. They'll do it again this year.
Yeah, here's hoping.
Hopefully. But, you know, Microsoft has been kind of quiet lately, and Sony, well, they've been busy with other things. But before this, they've been a little quiet.
Yeah, Sony was pretty much all NGP anyway.
Yeah. Sony, yeah, the only thing Sony's worried about right now is damage control. That's their hot topic. It's like, how can we fix this? When is it going to be fixed? How much of your junk has been stolen and sold on the black market?
Has anyone contemplated at all if Microsoft will have a handheld at E3?
Maybe, but they got the Windows phone, which is, they're trying to push it as the Xbox phone.
Yeah.
That's true. Live is on there, and you do get achievements for those games. So,
for whatever reason, I'm not interested in a Microsoft handheld.
I think they'd stay away. I'm just wondering because I'm trying to figure out what they would have at the show. Other than, well, see, we didn't give away your personal information.
Kinect games?
Yes, actual games. That's what I'm hoping for.
I'm hoping the Star Wars game's going to be there.
Yeah.
Probably the next Halo from 343.
But that means it's just carryover from last year.
Well, they haven't done anything since last year.
I mean,
really.
We are 6 years into a console cycle, so there can't be. I mean, they've pretty much committed to that 2014 date of announcing your release.
They could do some Halo stuff, like maybe talk about what 343 is working on.
Yeah,
it'll probably
be a crazy big announcement for games.
Yeah.
The whole. Like, probably not any new hardware, but just a lot of big software announcements, is my guess.
They'll
probably announce, what's it called?
The Super Scope 7.
exclusive DLC, like timed exclusive DLC for the new Call of Duty.
Or the new Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
I'd love to see a new Grand Theft Auto.
Then also, they might have a firmware update for the Kinect, because I remember reading they were working on that to where it could, because it is more accurate, it can be more accurate than it is now. So,
isn't Rare working with Kinect?
Well, Rare is doing something, I think.
Yeah, well, if Rare is working on it, we'll get another update in about 3 or 4 years. So,
Joe Kazooie. That'd be so awesome.
Did you see like the new DLC for Kinect Sports?
No, what is it?
The fruit?
Yes, you gotta like fight off calories.
Fighting calories and tooth decay.
That's like chocolate and celery and.
Yeah, when you play the boxing game, you're just fighting food, and you gotta burn that many calories to win.
Fight stubborn stains and ring around the collar.
Shouldn't you be fighting like greasy chicken and crap like that? Why is it fruit and veggies?
Well, because it starts in celery.
Yeah,
they've assumed
stuff that's easy to burn off. But then you need the hard stuff.
I didn't know there was a story involved. Okay.
A long, long time ago. It was a dark and stormy night.
You ate chicken and got fat, and now you got to burn it off. There's a story.
I think that's a poem.
That's a haiku, isn't it? Ate chicken, got fat.
That's one of my favorite gaming games.
Yeah. Hulu Plus hits Xbox today, I guess.
Yeah.
People
care?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No, but it's free for a week, so it's worth checking out.
But there's no really interesting content on Hulu Plus yet. Yeah. Is there?
I don't know. I pay for Netflix. I'm not going to pay for another Hulu.
If you don't have cable, it works because I just catch up on all of my TV shows on the weekends. But
isn't that on normal Hulu?
Yeah.
No.
What do you mean?
They have, like, I mean, if you want to go really far back, but it's like they'll have maybe like the last episode and that's it. So if you're kind of behind like I am usually, it kind of pans out a little bit.
So then, I think they'll get it together.
Yeah. And they have like stuff like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, and they're getting just like more kind of cable shows on there.
Is it Hulu owned by Sony?
No.
No.
I thought it was. Who runs Hulu then?
I don't know.
Hulu does? I don't know.
Hulu.
Hulu
owns Hulu.
So I thought that was a Sony product.
Definitely.
Or like some big corporation started it.
I know NBC backed it like crazy during like the Super Bowl ads.
Yeah.
Like 3 years when it came out, but
I remember there was a big name attached. I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah, Warner Brothers, Universal, something like that, maybe.
No, I don't think it. Well, maybe.
Nah. If I had to guess, it'd be NBC.
Betty Crocker.
That's what's it. It was Betty Crocker. That's right, because I remember the little
Duncan Hines.
The little things you can cut out on the box of the cake batter.
It's partially owned by three or four companies:
Kellogg's,
NBC, General. Universal, Fox, Disney, ABC,
Kingsford,
and
Charcoal.
Then Providence Equity Partners, I guess. Oh, that's
so they all got together and did it.
They're like, yeah, guys, let's. Like, yeah, I don't know what they.
Super how
they
Bose up, speakers.
Sounds like Jason's our fact checker this week.
Hey,
go, man. Go, man, go.
I like the truth and nothing but the truth.
Achievement unlocked.
I can't handle all that truth.
You're on the wrong podcast.
I know. I'm on the wrong everything. I'm just on
Jeff
the wrong.
Cork. I'm trying to segue into something different. Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
I'd like to talk about
Jeff Cork.
Jeff Cork wrote this next headline. Australian ratings board spills info on hydrophobia sequel.
Whoa.
I get the pun. I get it.
There's a pun.
IGN's Brian Altano would be disappointed.
It's a good pun. I don't know. It's
That game
was poorly received.
It has too many fans out there.
Yeah. But they said it's going to be a trilogy, so, you know.
Why do people always announce a trilogy before they make a first successful one?
Exactly. Like that
Saga?
Yeah.
Insane game that Guillermo
del Toro.
Yeah. Rap Jam Volume 1.
He's since backpedaled on that, and now it's only one game.
Well, they were just saying, I think Danny Bilson, the THQ dude's like, well, you know, obviously the first one doesn't sell. We're not going to be able to make a trilogy. Like, it's not like make a trilogy no matter what. Like, Guillermo del Toro doesn't have that much power.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, come on, be realistic. Don't treat me like I'm stupid.
Yeah.
Mass Effect was announced as a trilogy.
Correct. So. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's BioWare. BioWare at least has some pedigree of, you know, making
THQ.
Quality stuff.
Come on. No, I'm just kidding. no offense.
He was just a publisher, though.
Yeah,
it's Volition actually developing it.
Yeah. Who just had their big guy, their head guy. Was it head creative director?
No, he was actually the owner of the company and the president. Oh, no. So
was
yeah.
he a founder too?
Yeah, he's a founder. Mike Kulas was his name. So,
he's jumping ship?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that. I mean, he actually emailed me because I made that History of Volition thing.
Yeah.
So like, I spent a lot of time talking to that guy. And he emailed me like, hey, can I get a DVD of that History of Volition video? I'm like, yeah, sorry I haven't gotten it to you, man. He's like, yeah, I kind of want it now because I'm leaving.
Oh, gosh.
I guess when he did that interview, he knew that he was leaving, but he was the only one who knew.
Yeah, everything's on fire right now. I need to get out. Yeah.
I mean, the company's doing well. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you got Saints 3. So.
They've had a really strong showing the last few years. Like, Gorilla and Saints Row 2, both pretty solid games.
Yeah, their upcoming games like Red Faction, Armageddon, and Saints Row the Third.
Yeah, they're coming out. I'm looking forward to Armageddon, and yeah.
I'm anxious for Saints 3.
Yeah, you played a lot of Saints with Dan, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, we did.
You guys had fun.
Oh, yes, we did. We had lots of late nights. Some of lemonade. Most of them not sober.
I was just going to say lemonade, but whatever.
Yeah, well
just come out right and say that you're, you know, that's okay.
Why shade it at this point?
So every time somebody leaves the studio, it's always like, oh, man, he's getting out while the getting's good. But I don't know. I'm skeptical if that's the case with this guy. Like, he still loves the company. He's still, like, in the email, he said he's still going to go back to the company on a weekly basis to play poker. Because I guess they have a weekly poker game at Volition. So, I mean, they're still definitely on good terms. So yeah. I don't know what the real story is, but he's just taking some time off, apparently.
Sometimes you just need a little break.
Yeah. Sound like your girlfriend. Well, yeah, well, I'll call you after, you know, we break up and stuff. We'll still be friends. We'll go hang out, have coffee, and watch Mystery Science Theater like we normally do. Sure, okay.
He's a good guy. Like, in an interview, he was so open and honest. Like, I wonder how much of that is a result of him knowing that he was leaving. It's like, oh, there's no consequences to whatever I say. Right. So,
yeah.
Let it all out there.
Good timing.
Okay, I'm a little scared to announce this next topic.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Minecraft sales hit 2 million.
Whoa.
That's a lot of sales.
Yeah, especially for a game that's just in beta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, that guy's swimming in money.
I know what that's like.
As do I, chap.
So,
Pip.
Yeah, have you guys watched that Minecraft documentary or the like 20-minute cut that they've made of it?
Yes.
Yeah, I love the documentary. I'm really looking forward to seeing the finished product. I actually donated $60 just so I could help them out because that's like my favorite video production company.
Yeah, I donated like I think I donated $20 to it.
Yeah, get up on that, check it out.
I have a quick question.
Yeah.
Do you know like if they're gonna when they take it out of beta and release it, are they just gonna just take the name beta off of it? Or are they gonna keep like the graphics and everything the same? Is it still going to be download digital only?
It's pretty much the same. I wonder if they'll release a PC retail version of it. You think that they would?
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. Like Super Meat Boy did.
Yeah,
so
but it's not going to be.
It'll probably be after the fact.
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, it's got enough buzz right now just strictly download that where it would, just the production cost alone of releasing a physical copy would almost be not worth it.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Amnesia did it and, you know, Meat Boy did it. I don't know what the result of that is. I'm sure they can look at those results and find out if it's going to be worth their while.
Yeah. I mean, 10 years ago, I would say, you know, yeah, definitely release the retail version. But these days, it's especially if it's already got 2 million people who have bought the game, just download only, it wouldn't make sense. Like, what part of the market do you have left to capture by releasing a physical copy?
Yeah. People who only pay attention to that stuff. Like, I totally understand what you're saying, but I don't know. There's still some left, but yeah, it totally will come down to, you know, we have this much money and we might be able to strike a little bit more out into like another market, but
I'm sure they're going to release it on consoles. Like, I know at GDC, everybody was talking to Notch, the creator. I'm looking forward to seeing what the documentary was able to capture. Like, I know they got in behind some closed doors for some of those meetings, just with he's talking to Notch. So that's going to be amazing footage. I can't wait.
Yeah, I wanted to play it, but I don't think my computer can run it. So if it comes to consoles, I'll pick it up definitely, or download it or whatever it'll be.
I mean, it's not really resource heavy at all. It's,
you know, as low end as it is graphically, actually, I don't know that much about PCs and hardware and all that stuff, but I've heard some people say that it's more graphically intensive than you'd think.
Well, yeah, because as I'm watching it load and watching the graphics draw, it's not just drawing the polygons from what you see. It's actually drawing everything underneath the entire world as well.
It does chunks of the world, and it'll have up to 20 depending on your render distance and your quality. There's like lighting now that's different, and there's also
all the AI scripts, all the things.
The
thing in this Kuban. damn. I lost my track because I dropped the F-bomb.
the point is, Minecraft is awesome.
Yes. I love it. Yeah. To another million.
Cheers.
Miyamoto wants a Link to the Past remake on 3DS.
Make a new game.
I don't know if I'd play that because I just played the other one.
Well, what would it be? Why would you need that on 3DS? Because, I mean, how are you going to make that? It's a top down. Would you make that three dimensional?
Well, he was talking like something about some kind of software that could do it.
Yeah.
Personally, I really wouldn't care that much. If they just released Link to the Past like on the go for 3DS, like a download or something, that'd be pretty cool, I guess.
Well, you can get that off the store, right?
Yeah, and if they release, you know, GBA games on there, which they're going to eventually, I think everyone kind of foresees that coming.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they released it on the GBA, so in a weird roundabout way, they could release it on there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One way or another, they will, because it'll make too much money not to.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they could, like, you know, at GDC, Iwata was saying how Miyamoto wants to bring people together with the Zelda 25th anniversary. It could be like a updated version of like the Game Boy Link to the Past plus Four Swords.
That'd be sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Four Swords.
Make it 3D.
Dope.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
In other 3DS news, Free Excite Bike is headed to the 3DS. So when the eShop opens, the NES like classic 3D games, that are like have a 3D effect on them now. Excitebike's gonna be free.
Cool.
This is the original Excitebike?
I think so.
Okay, because I know that company made that WiiWare Excitebike game.
World Tour or something like that.
It's actually made in the Twin Cities here. It's our hometown boys, Monster Games.
Ooh. Yeah, that game was pretty cool.
Yeah, I wanted to check it out.
Or you can do Excitebike 64.
The original is timeless. That's
Make new games.
Or that. How about Excitebike 2? Yeah. Just a
Exciter
thought.
Bike.
Exciter bike.
Exciter
bike. Excite harder.
Exciter biker.
In really weird news, players can skip L.A. Noire's action scenes.
What? That's called a movie.
So it's basically... it's basically, you know how New Super Mario Bros., if you got stuck on a level and you couldn't get past it, or Donkey Kong Country Returns, how the super guide popped up and helped you out?
See, that makes sense for a game that's designed for a casual audience and kids. This is a very adult-oriented game, and I'm not entirely sure who wouldn't be able to get past the certain sequence that they'd have to skip it.
It's just, I don't think it's going to be a challenge issue. It's going to be people who just want to focus on the story, but that seems idiotic.
You better have a badass story to be able to like justify skipping the action scenes.
Yeah.
Scenes.
The action scenes.
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty successful.
Well, you know, it could be like the car chases, like sometimes you get frustrated with that or you get stuck on a glitch.
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
Or an escort mission.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, how much is just unnecessary nerd rage, though. It's like, yeah, everyone had a fuss and a hissy fit when that was thrown into Mario. Right. But it's like, we just ignored it. And it was fine. It's not a big deal,
you know? So whatever, it's cool, but...
No, we just used it, but didn't tell our friends we used it.
Yeah, naturally. Yeah.
Of course.
American one.
It's like, oh, yeah, I beat that in 3 minutes. I'm the best. I'm the best Mario player ever.
In other weird news, Al-Qaeda tried to use Sega carts in Terror Plot.
Sega carts were already a terror plot.
Oh, snap.
Take that back.
I was a Sega kid, so I do take it back. So.
He's also a terrorist, so he doesn't take it back.
Yeah, I'm also part of Al-Qaeda. You should see me when I grow a beard. It's true.
They only use Tommy Lasorda baseball cartridges, though.
I hear the FBI's watching video game-related stuff, so you better be careful.
See, I've always thought, if the terrorists really wanted to be clever, they could send notes back and forth through Animal Crossing. Yeah, that would be... who in the FBI would think it's like, oh, we better monitor these Animal Crossing transactions? No.
They use WeSpeak.
The black market of Animal Crossing.
Only people using WeSpeak.
Yeah. Oh. And I guess this is the last piece of news.
Pizza news.
Ooh, pizza. Yeah. Who wants to go for pizza?
I do.
I do. Okay,
let's go.
Wait, I got pizza. I got pizza earlier, so I'm good.
Jason, Ben, Ned, you want pizza?
I was promised pizza. Yeah.
We've had a ton today.
Sean,
those
we
people
had
came
pizza
in.
Today, Sean.
You guys suck. I got free cake, though, so there.
Ah.
Whatever.
Because some guy's going to Italy, and the cake is not a lie.
Dude, it, Iowa sucks.
You went.
No. I'm sorry. I said cake, and it's a video game podcast. Where else did I have to go?
I know, but you could have had some restraint, man. That hurt.
I'm sorry.
Everybody's sick of that.
Sick, but it's old school now. There's a Portal 2 out instead, so it's...
Oh, that's true. That's true. You're retro cool.
Yeah. Bringing it back.
Sony has announced 2 PlayStation tablets.
What?
So... spreading PlayStation brand a little thin more with the PlayStation phone and now this.
Great.
Okay. Well, I'm sure this whole internet or network hacking fiasco will do nothing but spur sales of both those products.
Especially since they're going to be online only.
Yeah.
Not unlike the PSP Go, which is now dead.
I actually have that sound effect on a CD because I was a sucker for a collector's edition, and I bought the 25th anniversary edition of the Mario All-Stars.
Nice.
Yeah, it's nice until you actually have it. The booklet is like 7 pages long, and the CD has 20 tracks on it. 10 of which are sound effects.
Oh,
wow.
That would have been useful during Windows 95 era when people actually used like Windows themes.
It's like tracks, just like a coin sound.
Yeah. Exactly. That is what it is. There is a track that is this coin sound.
Are you kidding me?
No.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
That's great. I would totally make that my ringtone for whenever like someone like texts me or something, just annoy the shit or annoy the stuff out of my coworkers.
Yeah, I actually went to a gas station the other day and they're ringing me up, and with each item they scanned, it made the sonic ring noise. And this is like a big gas station in the Twin Cities area, so I had to stop and be like, "Wait a minute, is that sound from Sonic?" Like, yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog. I'm like, "What? Why? What's going on?" They're like, "I don't know. It's the software that came with all this, the new cash register." So they can't get rid of it.
We lost Michael. That happens all the time. Don't worry. He'll be back in a second.
It's why we put him in charge of the podcast.
Right.
So what do we do here?
No, he'll come back in a second.
Ow, my ears.
What the? You okay, Michael? You got some rumblies in your tumbly?
No, Skype is just bad.
Either that or Mississippi Internet. One or the other.
So...
both.
So, I just wanted a couple, topics, I guess. Ben, on Twitter, you told me to, put this on the show or something. I was asking you, Reiner said you like to listen to a lot of podcasts. I was just curious, like, what podcast do you listen to?
Do you want me to run down the list?
Sure, why not?
You want gaming or you want everything?
Everything, I guess.
All right.
Number one, not us.
Hey, yes. No, you guys are on here.
What? Right, so, liar.
All right, I'll give this and give my quick commentary because I'm a podcast fiend. First is the Adam Carolla Show. I'm a big Adam Carolla fan, mainly on Loveline. Podcast, I don't even know if I'd recommend.
But, you just got to meet him, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Did you see that picture?
I did.
Yeah, I was shaking for like an hour afterwards. It was not fun. Like, I think I said something to him. Just like, I like your work, sir. Adam Carolla Show, the Garrison Keillor, it's him reading poetry, and that's my alarm clock. It's very dorky, but it wakes me up. And then he has, like, literary trivia. Sorry.
I don't understand how a poem can wake you, like, up.
No, I have Great Southern Trendkill by Pantera waking me up. That's
is a little different there.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Astronomy Cast, Astronomy Podcast. The Bugle, which is John Oliver from The Daily Show. His world events comedy podcast. It's fantastic. Comedy Death Ray, Comedy Talk, Creative Screenwriting Magazines, Podcast, Screenwriters Talking, Fried Zakaria. Yeah, yeah. Film Misery, which is Phil Kohler's new podcast on movies.
Plug.
One episode, but it seems solid. Yeah. The Film Vault, another Adam Carolla spinoff. The Get It On podcast, which is old Loveline episodes with Adam Carolla, which is amazing. What's this? Game Informer Online Radio or Gior. I'm not sure.
Wire!
Yeah. Giant Bombcast. NPR stuff. Smodcast with Kevin Smith. Too Much Information with Benjamin Walker, Weekend Confirmed with Garnett Lee, and Radiolab.
That's a lot.
Wow.
That is a lot. That is a lot more than me.
And you must have an hourglass figure because you are made of time.
Wow.
And that's the show, everyone.
The grand finale.
Big laundry list of podcasts.
Yeah, but what gaming podcast do you guys listen to?
I listen to IGN's Game Scoop, Beyond, the Nintendo Voice Chat, and sometimes their Xbox Podcast Unlocked. Okay. Their old one, Three Red Lights, was much better.
Cool.
I also listen to
Rebel FM. That one wasn't in the queue, but that's in there too.
You know which one wasn't part of your list, Ben?
What's that?
There was one that wasn't part of your list.
Was it the Game Informer podcast?
Yeah.
It's just because I don't have an episode on here. There's other stuff that I subscribe to that I just don't have an episode on right now. So,
Irrational Behavior is very, very good, too.
Yeah, that is really good.
Irrational Interviews, those are great. Whenever there's some Life Well Wasted, if Robert Ashley would ever release another one, it'd be great. Yeah.
I listen to the GameSpider Briefings, which is it's really funny.
Yeah, it's like it's not a spinoff, but it's the same cast quite often as Rebel FM. So it's like Anthony Gallegos. Yeah. And is Arthur Geese on that one too?
Sometimes.
Okay.
Which I don't really like that guy, so.
He's a taskmaster. He's smart as hell. I really respect him, but he can be a little bit too cynical at times.
Yeah. And he called me a GD idiot on Twitter.
Where does he live? I'll go kill him. I'll murder him.
I know
he
said I was crazy, but same thing.
It's because you made a claim without knowing. It's not a serious thing.
it's internet speak because
it's making a claim when you don't know one way or the other is a silly thing to do on the internet.
But he does have a shaved head, so I wouldn't mess with that guy.
And plus it's got two people or one person like Scott Bromley from the Nintendo Voice Chat podcast.
He's hilarious.
Yeah, he's great. And Brian Altano.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Altano.
What would he do?
They're just funny. They tell stories.
Yeah, is there
sounds weird,
every time,
but
every time they're on Rebel FM, it always gets really sexual.
Say.
I try to listen to the Game Informer community podcasts.
But they're not as good as ours, so you'd automatically, you know.
Uh-oh, and that's going to get violent. What about Overcast? Do you guys listen to that one?
I try to.
Okay.
I don't find a lot of time, really.
Yeah.
But now I'm out of school for the year, so yeah, I'll try to listen to it.
Man. Unless you got kicked out of school, in which case, I do not congratulate you. But
yeah.
You graduated or something?
No, I'm just finished with this year. So, yes, I guess I graduated from this year, but...
Well done.
Yay.
Thanks. Yay. Books.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I'd buy your education for a dollar.
Right. Yeah, have you seen that guy on Twitter?
Yeah, I got him.
Every time I mention RoboCop.
Yep.
Yep, I think that's it's like the annoying Navy bot where anytime you mention Zelda, he yells at you.
I thought that was Navi.
Navi, Navy.
Whatever. Navi.
And there's the Navi.
I always thought it was Navi because it's navigation.
Yeah.
So Navi.
Whatever. Don't ever mention Avatar on this podcast again, please.
Wait, Sean, you don't like Avatar? Sorry. I really don't want to talk about Avatar, but I like Avatar.
It was
what's your Avatar?
Yeah, I like Fern Gully.
The Nickelodeon show or Avatar the movie?
I've never seen the Nickelodeon show.
This is a discussion for a later place and a later time.
Yeah, we don't want to derail this.
Go buy a bunch of Yes albums. Look at the cover. Get some 3D glasses. Get some weed or whatever. Get high. And then turn on Aliens in the background with Sigourney Weaver and RoboCop. And then there you go. It's Avatar. Save you a bunch of money.
Not really.
You know what's a good movie? Fast Five.
Oh, man.
But I'm going to go see it here pretty soon. Tonight, yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be awesome. Those films are great. They're fun.
Yeah. Vroom guns. Guns, 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 tits. It's the most explosion you'll have in your butt.
Yeah.
What were you saying, Ben?
The Onion video where they pretend to interview the screenwriter for Fast Five and it's just like a four-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
You should really watch it. It is absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Those movies are, like, whatever you want to say about them, they're really fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like the characters.
Don't say that. Let's not get crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Paul Walker.
Thank you. All right, hello, podcast.
Yeah, hey, I don't know what the hell happened there.
All right, I'm going to continue my boring story. So I saw Too Fast, Too Furious. Are we still recording?
Hang on, I'm checking that right now.
I mean, we could end it with me saying I like Paul Walker, and that would be
it's just cursed the podcast.
Let's see.
We're missing Sean?
Yeah, I think he, like, lost signal, maybe.
Oh, no.
Wait.
Well, let's go ahead and cut this stuff out. Annette, yeah, I think we got to get going pretty soon here.
Okay, well.
Yeah, I need to go for that movie. It's serious business.
Okay. Right,
just wrap it up real quick?
Let's wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to do, like, one more thing where you're not going to, like, you don't tell us, but we try to guess what tomorrow's replay will be. And you see, you can tell us if we're right or not.
Okay, hang on. Yeah, it took me a while because I edited it earlier in the week, so it's been a while. I had to stop and think, but it's a really, really good game.
So,
a really, really good game.
We each get one guess. There's a lot of really, really good games.
Here's what I'll say. It's one of the best of Last Generation. Early in the Last Generation cycle.
Okay.
I'm going to guess... Darn. This is tough.
I'm going to go with Fantavision.
Close. Dangerously close.
I'm not sure if this really counts as early, but I'm going to go with it anyways because it was on Overcast. Is it... Four Swords Adventures?
No, we can't do that one because so much of it takes place on the Game Boy Advance screen. So we could do it single player, but that game kind of sucks single player. So there's no good way to do it. So I don't think we're going to do it. Sorry.
What about you, Jason? What do you think?
I don't know. The only thing that's coming to mind is Fusion Frenzy, which is really good.
That
was
the first
a fun
one.
Game, but yeah.
No, that wasn't really good. I was actually going to say Halo, but then I remembered there's a Fusion Frenzy demo on it, so I went with that. But
Metroid Prime.
Death
Metroid
Row?
Prime. It's Metroid
Prime. It's Metroid Prime.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
It sounds cool.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and guess here, that
Phil is on that episode.
Phil is on that one. I think it's Phil, Reiner, and Dan on that one.
You know, we need to get Phil on this show one day.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I keep asking him, but he won't. He won't respond.
You want me to ask him? I'll ask him. I'll tell his mom.
I'll harass him for you.
I'll tell his mom.
Okay. Do we need... Oh, Sean's still...
I'm trying to get him. I'm trying to get him. It's just, Sean, if you can hear us, you keep saying call failed.
Yeah, we should probably just wrap it up and see if we can get a hold of him in a minute or something.
Yeah. I have a 9:30 thingy.
Okay, well, if you got to bail, man, bail.
I'm not bailing. I'm seeing this through.
So, can we just wrap it up without Sean? Or?
Yeah, I guess if we have to. I think we did this one other time the other, like, couple weeks ago. So, I guess that's it for episode 10.
Yes, yeah. Due to technical difficulties, we had to murder Sean.
Via the internet.
Yeah.
Which you can do.
And my mind.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, thank you very much for having us on.
Thank you.
Thank you for showing up, guys. Thank you for taking the Friday evening that you could have been using to, you know, have some sexy time. But...
Non-stop sexy time up here in the Twin Cities, my friend.
Okay, well.
It's until after 9, so I think we're safe.
Everyone knows that.
There's no sexy time in New Orleans right now either, so.
But yeah, thank you for being so involved in the GI community. It's always fun. Thank you for contacting us on Twitter and all that fun stuff. And Jason, thank you for your Minecraft server. It's a lovely, lovely home.
Yes, it's Brian's, but yes, I'm
just take the credit, Jason. Just take.
Okay, I'll take it. I'll take it.
Smile and nod. Damn it, smile.
I'm just trying to give credit where credit's due, but yeah, ha. You're welcome.
But yeah, keep up the podcast. Keep living the dream, and toss us some feedback every once in a while. We need we need your navigation skills.
Email me. You guys usually do so.
Sure.
Okay.
You got it.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
That's the news, and I am out of here.